Scott Newman runs Petersburg Flying Service. You can pick out his plane because of its distinctive blue and gold stripes. Today, there's not a speck of dirt on it.
I spend an hour every day at the end of the day cleaning the plane and getting it ready for the next day. It doesn't matter what you have, whether it's a boat, an airplane, or a dock. You have to maintain it. And if you don't maintain things in this country, nature's going to take it back. That's just the way it is.
And that's exactly what's happening to the seaplane float where Newman keeps his vehicle.
The entire dock is sinking. I mean, it's crumbling. It's mushy. You can see this particular board right here. Like, someone's going to step on that and put their foot all the way through it.
As well as danger underfoot, there's trouble from above too. Newman says the zinc collars on the dock's 20-foot pilings haven't been maintained, so salt water is eating away at the steel.
There was one over there that the neighbor had, and it actually fell.
Oh, okay, so hold on.
So I don't know
a steel piling fell as a result of the water just corroding it?
Yes, exactly.
That's pretty dangerous, right?
To have a piling fall over? Yeah, that's like having a steel tree fall on you.
Newman is an assembly member here in Petersburg, and the state of the seaplane float was raised at a recent assembly meeting. You see, Petersburg Borough actually doesn't own the seaplane float. The State Department of Transportation owns it, and the borough says it just isn't a priority for the state. So if they won't fix it, the borough could request that ownership of the seaplane float be transferred from the state to the borough. But that process isn't straightforward. Papke's Landing is a boat dock about 11 miles out of town. It's used by scores of residents and visitors, especially those coming from Kupernaw Island. This morning, Ken Howard is one of them. He's been relying on this dock to get into town for 20 years.
This facility is extremely important to us because it's our connection to Petersburg.
That connection was first built after World War II, and it hasn't fared well down the years.
Well, it's broken half because the float goes aground and the ground is not level. It drops off there.
Oh, so when the tide goes down, the whole thing kind of snaps a bit, does it?
Yes, it's pretty pathetic, yeah.
Problems at Papke's is old news in Petersburg. Howard and many others have been raising it for years, just waiting for the day that somebody gets injured on the dock. In February, the Borough Assembly finally requested that Papke's Landing be transferred from the state to the borough. Now, the focus here is the tidelands and uplands around the dock, owned by the State Department of Natural Resources, or DNR. In his office in town, Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht pulls out a list detailing all the steps involved in that process. And fair warning, it's lengthy.
So we have a 20-day agency comment period, and that goes into the preliminary decision. That takes over a year, to use their exact language. There's a 30-day public notice that has to occur, and a final findings are drafted. That final findings is then also published again for a 20-day appeal process. We have to have it surveyed and appraised. All that's combined into a final documentation that's sent to the borough, and then it has to go in front of our assembly.
It's all pretty simple, really, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, of course, right.
All in all, DNR says this process could take up to 4 years. Some of its users don't think Papke's will even last that long. Now, the seaplane float, that's owned by the State Department of Transportation, and they say their typical timeline here is much faster. But Giesbrecht says no matter which department, transferring ownership from the state will need to become a smoother process.
Come to the table ready to hand me over the deed and say, we're not going to put you through 2 years of paperwork. It's ridiculous. If the state's not going to pay for this stuff, then let us do it.
Because, of course, once a property is handed over, the borough is on the hook for repair and maintenance with its own money, and cash just isn't flowing into Alaska like it used to.
Well, when the price of oil was over $100 a barrel, the state had a ton of money. The price of oil is not at over $100 anymore. You know, we all get used to it. I mean, you know, I got used to it when my parents paid for everything when I lived at home, and then it was a bit of a transition when I had to pay for it myself.
Now, the assembly here hasn't reached a decision on whether they even want to ask for ownership of the seaplane float. Assemblymember Scott Newman says it isn't about to fall into the ocean, but its condition will only get worse.
5 years from now, 10 years, especially 10 years from now, I think it'll be a safety issue. Getting old, things are starting to sag.
And given how long it might take if the borough does request ownership, they'll need to get thinking about where they'll find the money to pay for it. In Petersburg, I'm Thomas Copeland.